fitter, happier. A program about your health for your health.
Good morning and welcome to Fitter Happier. The 31st of March marks Trans Day of Visibility, and in the lead-up, it's a great opportunity to celebrate diversity and recognise the trans people and gender-diverse folk in our community. With us this week for Fitter Happier, we have a regular on the segment, Jane Armstrong, clinical nurse specialist and LGBTQIA+ project officer at WA Health. Welcome back to On the Record, Jane.
Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for being here with us today.
Always a pleasure.
What does Trans Day of Visibility mean for you, being in the position that you're in?
Oh, celebrating our trans folks, celebrating our gender diverse folks. And it really, it's an opportunity to, I guess, highlight some of the challenges that our trans folk face in really just coming to be who they are.
Research suggests that more kids nowadays are transitioning, which makes sense with more access to media, a little bit more access to representation about what can happen and what you can feel and identify with if that's something that you want to do. What does this mean for you and your projects? What do you think about this?
I guess we have to be very careful in when we say that more kids are transitioning. There's certainly a greater demand for services, and I think that's, as you say, that's for a lot of reasons. But there's not a lot of research on the numbers that are transitioning coming out of WA.
Sure.
A lot of the research is coming out of the US and possibly the eastern states. I think we need to be very, very careful. There's this theory that the reason why more kids are transitioning is around this whole concept of being a social contagion.
Which is ridiculous because, yeah, that's not... Yeah, because that's not what's happening. Maybe
It's some of the diatribe that's coming out. I mean, you only need to look at what's happened in the last couple of weeks in Sydney and in Melbourne for the trans community and their allies. You know, Posey Parker, and I've lost what her real name is, has really stirred up a hornet's nest. Unnecessarily so. We need to remember that our folks don't transition. It's not just a walk-in, oh, I decided, you know, one day they've decided that they're going to transition, the next day they walk in to a medical service, no matter what that is, and they start to transition. This is a process. This is a well-structured process. So it's not just going in and saying, I need some antibiotics.
Mm. And it's not it wouldn't be a process that looks the same for everybody either. So it's important to not use blanket terms or address it as if it's a phenomenon or, as you say, a social contagion, because it's just not what it is, right?
That's exactly right. Exactly right. And it's actually really, really offensive. It's offensive to the people who are trans and transitioning themselves. It's also offensive to their loved ones and friends and allies.
Now, it is important that we, you know, recognise that it is offensive and it can be the way that we go about it. The way we need to refer to it should be correct. There's resources out there that you can refer to. And Trans Day of Visibility is a day that provides a great opportunity in the lead-up to celebrate diversity, but also recognise and look at what the needs are in the trans community, in the community full of gender diverse and trans folk. What is something that we can do in the lead up to show support for trans and gender diverse people? Research. How can we engage with this day as allies or as participants?
Oh, wow, that's a really good question. I think the biggest thing you can do is call people by their chosen name. Use their preferred pronouns. That helps someone to feel safe. seen and heard. The other thing is really, and I've said this on a number of occasions, is standing by that individual and helping them through, you know, whether it be standing beside them or even carrying them at times through these processes and through the mountains of barriers that are faced within the process itself.
It's definitely... you go ahead.
There you go.
No, you go ahead. I cut you off, I think.
It's about, particularly in workplaces, people being able to be who they are without fear of retribution or discrimination or being judged. You know, simple things like putting up posters, stickers, having a morning tea. Yeah, it seems a bit trite, but it is really, really significant for our trans folks to be seen as they are.
To be seen and to be acknowledged. Now, obviously, this kind of day is about celebration, but it's also about learning and about respect. What's the difference between respecting and celebrating the trans and gender diverse community? How can we do both and how do they differ?
I guess to me, the difference between respecting and celebrating. Respecting is going, I accept that you're trans, and yes, I'll call you by your pronouns and your chosen name. But that's not really celebrating them. Celebrating these amazing folks who have shown such resilience, have shown such mental fortitude by achieving what they have to be themselves. I mean, I can't possibly imagine how tough that would be. You know, speaking to some of my trans friends, it's a real journey. We have to celebrate them for this. And you know, we're not seeing enough trans people in leadership positions or in positions where they can actually be seen as a mentor or role modelling. And really celebrating the trans community is going, hey, you guys are awesome. And how can we help you to fully celebrate who you are?
Is there anything you would say to trans people listening ahead of Trans Day of Visibility?
You are loved. And reach out if you need help, reach out if you want some support. We have to recognise that not everybody who is trans or is transitioning has a mental illness, but we do know that it's a greater propensity to develop a mental illness because of all the barriers and stigma. As I've said before, a trans person faces 60 plus events per day of discrimination. And it's so important for trans folks to know that they are loved, they are supported, particularly now with the rubbish that's going on in the eastern states. I mean, to have someone turn around and do a Nazi salute at an anti-trans rally, seriously.
How can we support our trans folk when things like that in the media do happen and things that are so obviously actions of hatred do occur and those around us maybe need support? What can we do as allies or non-gender diverse trans folk?
We seriously need to step up and support our trans folks.
How's the best...
our folks who are transitioning.
The best way to...
Tell them. Tell them. You know, I support you. This is rubbish. This is not how everybody thinks. This is a very, very small part of the community that's driving this behaviour. And the wheels of change are happening.
And it's important that solidarity is there, you know, that strengthening community, the ability to fall back on that. So that's definitely something to note for sure for allies.
Absolutely.
and
stuff out.
Yeah.
You know, if you know, you're working with colleagues and one person is trans and another colleague misgenders them or uses the wrong pronouns or uses the wrong name, go very gently, hey, their pronouns are this and this is who they are.
It's important that, yeah, that the responsibility doesn't always fall on the person who needs to advocate for themselves, because we can advocate as allies or supporters of them around them. So that's fantastic.
To be honest with you, continually advocating for yourself to be within the LGBTIQ plus community to people who are not within the LGBTIQ plus community is exhausting, both emotionally and mentally. And we need to carry, we need to share that burden. We need to not expect them to continually educate everybody.
Is there anything happening in the health system for Trans Day of Visibility?
Yeah, there's lots of things that are being planned across various areas. There's a great panel event happening at Richmond Wellbeing on the day with a lunch. I know what we're doing. We're doing posters and we're doing one tea and we're doing stickers and trying to really make places safe and to indicate that we're a safe space.
It's important to do so, and people in their workplaces can also celebrate this, acknowledge it by having morning teas, reaching out to the trans and gender diverse folk in your office, asking them what they would like to do for Trans Day of Visibility. Great. Ask how they'd like to celebrate their achievements and acknowledge what they are and who they are and who they want to be, not, you know, anything that's caught up in anything otherwise. Now, for more information, you can head to the healthywa.gov.au site or the Trans Day of Visibility website, which is tdov.org.au. Jane Armstrong, thank you so much for joining us on The Record today to talk about Trans Day of Visibility ahead of it.
Yeah, we're early.
We're early. We're getting people ready. Thanks, Jane.
Absolutely. Take care.
That was Dr. Jane Armstrong, Clinical Nurse Specialist and LGBTQIA+ Project Officer for the Mental Health Division at the East Metro Health Service. To find out more, you can go to those websites we just mentioned, healthywa.wa.gov.au or tdov.org.au. You are on The Record, and